Please pray with me. Lord, please take the imperfect words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, that they may be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Leading up to this morning's scripture, Jesus had been visited by John the Baptist's disciples. John was in prison and wanted to know if Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus told those disciples to report all the miraculous things he had done, and then he sent them back to John. And when they left, Jesus spoke to the crowd. He praised John as a great prophet, perhaps the greatest, because he was the one that was preparing them for Jesus. Then Jesus spoke the words we hear this morning. He tells his listeners that they're like children in the marketplace, calling to each other. He tells them, you do not dance to the music of the flute. They don't share the joy of other people when they offer sweet music. You do not mourn when another wails. They do not share the sorrow of someone who cries out in grief. In effect, he's chastising the people for their lack of empathy. It's like he's saying they're not in touch with one another. They don't come together to share share life's joy or life's sadness. They're not really connecting with each other. And he continues and sounds frustrated because the people complain about John the Baptist. He's too strict. He's too radical. He's too demanding. He lives in the wilderness. He wears camel hair and eats bugs. And he doesn't touch alcohol. People don't know how to deal with John the Baptist. Then Jesus comes along. He shows them a different way, a way of love for all people. And the people still aren't happy. It's like Jesus is saying to the crowd, you complained about John, and now I'm here. I eat dinner wherever I welcome. I ate with Zacchaeus, the tax collector. I spent time in a Samaritan village. I've turned water into wine. I've healed the marginalized. And still, you complain. What do you want? But then Jesus switches gears and he prays. He takes his frustration and turns it into a prayer to God. And he starts with a prayer of gratitude. He thanks God for those who have heard his message, for infants. Infants. Why infants? I think it's because infants are dependent on those who love them. They're trusting. They're not tarnished by feelings of superiority or power. Those people in power had rejected Jesus. His radical teachings of love were too much for them. Jesus had revealed his love to all people, and the weak and the powerless, they were the ones who had heard Jesus and accepted him. He called to them saying, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If I close my eyes, I can hear Jesus calling to the weary, someone who's just worn out, to those who have felt beaten down. Come to me and rest in me, he says. I am gentle and humble in heart. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, God who became human, calls himself gentle and humble in heart. I think that's pretty amazing. And if we take a moment to let those words sink in, they can touch our hearts. After all, who here at one time or another has not felt weary? Has not said, Jesus, help me. I'm tired. It feels overwhelming, Jesus. Help me. Jesus calls to all who are weary and overwhelmed, who think they just can't do it anymore. He tells them, "Come to me. I'm not a proud and demanding God. My heart is open for you." He invites us to take time to be with him in his heart, to be present to him, to sit with him in the quiet. Just like when Jesus was visiting with Martha and Mary, you guys know that story. Martha's running around like a chicken with her head cut off, trying to do something. We don't know that she's actually preparing dinner, but anyway, she's running around, and Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. And Martha says to Jesus, "Tell my sister to help me." And Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things. Mary has chosen the better way." Sitting with Jesus and being present. Jesus reassures us that if we turn to him, he will give us rest for our souls, for our innermost being. But he also tells us his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He invites us to him in our weakness, but then asks us to shoulder his yoke and his burden. In Matthew's gospel, we hear Jesus preaching to the crowd, a crowd who gathered on the side of a mountain, and Jesus tells them to feed the hungry and clothe the naked, to visit the sick and those in prison, and to welcome strangers. I'm not sure that sounds like it's always easy, because today we still have the hungry, the homeless, those who are sick or imprisoned, and strangers. People who may seem different than we are. Immigrants, refugees, Muslims, people who identify themselves as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or queer. They're not welcomed everywhere. And they may have even been subjected to violence. We're struggling in our nation and our communities, sometimes even in our families, when it comes to caring for the least of these, because we hear competing voices telling us what we should do. But there's Jesus' voice. He's saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary, come to me." It's not always easy to put on the yoke of Jesus unless we let ourselves be held in Jesus' humble heart. Being held in Jesus' heart can make our burdens light. Because when we're close to Jesus, we know we're not alone. And that can give us strength to live the life that he calls us to welcome those who are not always welcome as individuals. Franciscan priest and theologian Richard Rohr founded the Center for Action and Contemplation. And when he was asked which is the most important word in that title, action and contemplation, his answer is "and." We are called into relationship with Christ through prayer and contemplation, through entering his heart. And we're called to carry his yoke in this world. The action and the contemplation go together. They depend on each other. And as Christians, we are the body of Christ. So we are called to act in our world, to be Christ, and welcome those who are weary, those who carry heavy burdens, those who have not felt welcome. The United Church of Christ is taking steps to ensure that individuals who've been neglected or felt unwelcome feel welcome. While the big news of the annual meeting in Connecticut was the coming together of the Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island conferences, there were two resolutions in the Connecticut conference which were passed. One resolution was access to all. It reinforces the Connecticut United Church of Christ commitment to making our churches more accessible to individuals who have disabilities. It encourages that by encouraging us to welcome service dogs, to have large print bulletins, to have hearing devices. Does that sound familiar, large print bulletins and hearing devices? We have those here. And recently, our church even adjusted its sanctuary to make it more welcoming and accessible by individuals. There's other suggestions on the UCC Disability Ministry website. Who knew we even had a Disability Ministry website? The other resolution makes the Sunday before November 20th Transgender Remembrance Sunday. because November 20th is International Transgender Day of Remembrance. It recalls the murder of a transgender woman in 1998. This resolution says to the LGBTQ community, specifically transgender individuals, you are welcome here and we support you. At a time when the suicide rate for the general population in this country is 4.6%, the attempted suicide rate for transgender individuals is 40%. So for the UCC to take this bold stance truly makes its welcoming statement a reality. Come to me, you who are weary. And just as the UCC is working to welcome transgender persons and persons with disabilities, individuals and groups are working to welcome strangers. In Connecticut, we have IRIS, Integrated Refugee and Immigration Services, a refugee resettlement agency based in New Haven. IRIS has been working with immigrants and refugees for over 30 years. They help resettle people. They help refugees and immigrants build new lives. And IRIS has been sponsored by both Christian churches and Muslim communities across Connecticut. IRIS has volunteers who offer welcome. Their website presents ways that individuals can donate things or volunteer. And in 2015, it partnered with a New Haven nonprofit called Music Haven. This group teaches music, specifically violin lessons, to refugee children. One recent class had Afghanistan, Congo, Liberian, Iraqi, and Syrian children. These young musicians learned how to play the violin, and then they put on concerts and made other children feel welcome. This program is currently funded by a state grant, which will probably not be there the next budget. But Yira Matkubova, the lead musician, herself a refugee and immigrant from the Soviet Union, has offered to continue to teach children to play the violin for free. There are other examples of efforts to welcome and accept people. On Tuesday, June 27th, there was a Farmington Valley vigil against hate in Avon. Muslims, Christians, and Jews gathered together in response to increased violence against Muslims, including the recent death of a 17-year-old girl at Ramadan outside of her mosque. The people in Avon gathered in unity and prayer. Coming together as people of faith to pray is an important way to demonstrate our welcome and acceptance of others. Come to me, all you who are weary. And this church has worked to welcome others. The youth in this congregation have gathered with Muslim youths. They've gathered to learn more about each other, for our youth to learn about Islam and the Muslim community, and to dispel myths. This church has been open and affirming and has made donations to True Colors, a program which supports gay, lesbian, and transgender youth. And recently, this church made these sanctuary adaptations to welcome individuals who are physically challenged. And we have even made donations to IRIS. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Jesus invites us to come to him, to his open and humble heart. Jesus' love is powerful. It's healing when we're weary. It can give us peace. It can fill us with empathy and love for others. And it can give us strength and hope to carry his yoke, to carry his burden, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And when we are held in Jesus' heart and filled with Jesus' love, we can bring Jesus' love and welcome and healing to our weary world.